And this evening, our spotlight is Pinia Shikulo, a.k.a. Zulu Boy. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Angie.
Yes. Oh, my word. It's an honor to speak to you. So, Zulu Boy, like everyone knows you.
Yes.
Tell us who you are and where did you grow up?
My government name is Pinia Shikulo. Obviously, people know me as Zulu Boy. I grew up in the northern part of Namibia, Onaina, a town called Onaina. And then I moved to Windhoek, where I did my primary school. And then I went back to the north again to do my high school, secondary school, and back in Windhoek again to do my university. So I'm a person that really grew up in different communities.
Yeah.
That's why I understand how the community people work in different communities. And I think that's how I got in love with working in communities. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, how did the name Zulu Boy come into existence and why Zulu Boy? Was it planned or did the name land in your lap and stick there?
I visited South Africa when I was young.
And, okay.
The South Africans, when I visited Cape Town, they thought I was a Zulu. So a specific lady said, oh, I had an aunt that was schooling in South Africa doing her university there. Then before I went to South Africa, I had to teach myself just the greetings and all that.
Yeah.
And then this lady thought, oh, you are like a Zulu. You are part of us. I was like, really? Okay, then I'm a Zulu boy. So it started all there. But also through my journey, I discovered a guy called Zulu Boy. He's Ngcwalisi Majozi.
Yeah.
He's a South African actor. He's a musician. So he also inspired me through my journey, through his work. So learning from him, that's how I said, oh, okay, I think I've seen resemblance. So then I became Zulu Boy. So
Zulu Boy.
Until today, I'm known as Zulu Boy.
Yes. All right, so as a man of many talents and interests,
yes.
What would you say is your passion in all of this, that you have experienced?
I call myself as a creative. Right now, since I'm a businessman now, I am a creative entrepreneur. That's the coolest title that I have right now. But I call myself as a creative. I don't limit myself. People always ask me, oh, you have so much to do. You are doing music. I've won the NAMAs as a musician. I've quite done a lot of successful projects. People always ask me, and what are you, a jack of all trades? I'm like, no, I'm just a creative who likes to do stuff, who likes to push myself to limits, who don't limit myself. I'm a creative who doesn't stop, who doesn't sleep, who just wants to keep on doing and inspiring the next kid. Because, looking in our country, there are not so many opportunities to creative. So you really just have to pull up your socks and do much as you can. And just to make sure that at least you cater for yourself. You cater to bring bread at home because, the support is there. But, financially, we need a lot. So you have to take up a lot of jobs just to make sure that you meet your ends.
Yeah, never sleep.
Never. Never.
Yes, you were talking about socks now.
Yes.
So let's get into socks.
Yes.
So what is the significance behind the Gweri socks? And with an ambassador, self-proclaimed queen of Gweris,
yes.
Namibian top cherry, what does this mean for the socks brand?
Yes, Gweri Vintage Collection, that's one of my companies that I started in 2018. The aim was to have an exclusive brand. When I look at brands, for example, Louis Vuitton in Europe. And I just wanted Namibia to have a representation of a high-end exclusive brand. So the idea of the Gweri Vintage Collection is to make sure that I manufacture high-end products. Mm. So one of the first products we started is the Gweri socks. The Gweri socks are colorful Namibian socks where they represent our Namibians, whether in colors, landscapes, and designs, different designs. So the aim was I loved happy socks, colorful socks. Back in the days, then I decided, no, man, why can I not do something that we will appreciate, we would love? And then we started off with the Odelela socks and also the Namibian socks because I'm coming from the northern part of Namibia and the Odelela colors, the red and black, were mostly worn at specific events, for example, weddings and celebrations. So it was also another way of how can we celebrate ourselves? And then that's how we started doing the Gweri socks. From there, we started bringing more designs. It looked easy, but it was not easy, and it's still not easy. So that's where we started. We started with manufacturers out. Unfortunately, we don't manufacture them here in Namibia because there's no one that will has the capacity to manufacture them. So we have partners outside of Namibia in South Africa. So that's where we are. And then the Standard Bank Biobrick came on board.
Wow.
For the Shrek Dwellers, Biobrick, it's a collaboration between Standard Bank and Shrek Dwellers Federation, where they build houses for people living in shacks. So it was another initiative that I jumped on because I come from different communities, as I explained earlier. I come from Katutura. I understand the people that lives in shacks. You know, when it's cold, when it's hot, you know, living in those conditions. So I came on board and said, okay, how can I contribute to this? And we raised money to build for people living in shacks. And partially part of the funds has already built houses for people living in shacks. So it's just a way of how do I give back in a different way to our communities. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yes.
Zulu Boy, tell us a bit about the name, Gweri.
Yes. Yes. Very interestingly.
Yeah.
Growing up, you know, if you are called in a community, you are Gweri, it's like you are not cool. You know, you're not cool. So the idea was I wanted to unite people through my work because most of the time when you're not cool, you're like a Gweri, you're not part of us. So I wanted to unite the people and just bring the people, unite the people.
Yeah.
So the term Gweri, it has two terms. One is guerrilla fighters back in the years when we were fighting our independence.
Yes.
We were called guerrillas, Gweri. So in short, it was a Gweri. So it was a fighter. My name is Shikulo. Shikulo means fight. Like back in the days, if you are identified as no Shikulo, you'll be killed. So yeah.
Goodness.
Yes. So that's my surname. It means a fighter back in the days. So I just wanted to understand the concept and the idea of the word Gweri. And then which means Gweri is a guerrilla fighter. So I'm also a fighter.
Yeah.
And also on the other end, it means you being uncool, unassociated. But I just wanted to unify people because most of the time we live in a society where we don't value each other.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to bring everyone together. Like, we are all Gweris. It doesn't matter if you have money or you don't have money.
Gweri.
You are all Gweris, and I'm a proud Gweri.
Yes.
So at the end of the day, it's just to celebrate each other and not look down on each other because we know sometimes in society, some has opportunities, some do not have an opportunity. So it's just to bring the people together.
Yeah, even Leon Schuster, I think in one of his movies, he spoke about the Gweri.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so it's just to bring the people together and just make it cool. Now, but everybody now is like, I guess I'm Gweri. I'm like, okay. At least I've made a small impact.
Yes. So what is next for Zulu Boy? Where do you go for the, you know, in the next 3 to 5 years?
I want to retire.
Lots of money now.
I wish. Right now, what I'm currently working on, I've a new brand called Razul. It's it's an MCC method, Cap Classic. It's in short, if I could make people understand, it's like champagne, but we are not allowed to call it champagne because it's made in the Western Cape. So only if it's made in Europe, France, to be specific, it can be called champagne. So I have my partner, me and Louis Munana. So we launched a brand last year where we have these wonderful bubbles. We call it bubbles.
Yeah, it's bubbles.
It's a sparkling wine.
Yeah.
So that's our next journey. It's a luxury brand that we launched. The aim is to celebrate every moment. So that's where we are right now as we speak. Unfortunately, we don't have stock, but we have stock incoming. So, and the journey has been beautiful. Apart from that, I have also other companies where I'm doing, I have a studio where we create content. That's also another program that we are running where we also have the Content Creator Awards for this year, the first in Namibia. So there's a lot that I'm doing on the ground. But I also just like to say thank you so much for everyone that has been part of my journey, everybody that has guided me, that has helped, that has contributed with the little they have. So that is mostly important. And as I'm saying, I'm not doing this just because I want to do it. I want to do it this for the next Namibian child to say, I had Uncle Zulu that was brave. And it's not easy. It looks easy.
Yeah.
But you need to be brave to be in front of wherever you are, in front of people in front of me talking to people. You need to be brave and, you know, and change communities. So my aim is always just to change communities, as I'm saying. And that's why I work in two different stuff, whether it's communities, whether it's doing doing artworks. So it's just to inspire the next. So that's basically me, just inspiring. My next dream is to keep on inspiring more Namibians.
Hey.
Because I want one day somebody to walk to me and say, wow. And every day when I'm on the street, I always meet people and say, oh, wow, I'm inspired. I'm like, I've just started. There's still more to come. There is still more that I need to do. There's still more that I need to keep on inspiring the kids. Yeah. So, yeah, that's. I think the next goal is to just keep on inspiring and see how we can take Namibia up in the world, just so that we are not just and we are just not. They call it a desert country. We're just not a desert country.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
so
true.
So it's just a matter of representation, just so that we don't also rely on South Africa to do everything for us. So,
yeah. They say dynamite comes in small packages.
Exactly. And very dangerous, like our diamond.
Yes. Then, yes. Zuluboy, last question.
Yes.
If you could be a mentor for a young Namibian,
yes.
What would your one piece of advice be for this person to achieve their greatness?
Being yourself is the most important thing. Loving yourself. Though people ask me, oh, why do you dress like that?
Yeah.
It's because I love myself. So it has to start with being yourself. Love yourself. Love what you do. Unfortunately, I come from a society where art was never appreciated. Art was just a thing of you need to become a teacher, you need to become a lawyer, you need to become a doctor. So I had to break through and just be out there and said, I'm going to do arts. I remember my parents telling me, what is arts, you know? And today, my work speaks for itself. And I just want the kids to be themselves. Inspire also other more people, because at the end of the day, we need to inspire each other to become great. So, and keep on working. Work doesn't stop. Unfortunately, I want to retire, but I can't retire. Yeah, so it's just to inspire, work hard. And it's so sad. A lot of times we talk about unemployment, but the sad truth is a lot of people don't want to work. They just want to get opportunities.
Yeah.
But to get opportunities, you need to work. In order to you to make money, you need to come to work.
Mm.
Especially if you want to achieve something, there's nothing of you waiting for opportunities. So you need to work. You need to find opportunities. You need to be aggressive in whatever you do. That's the only way you can make it, unfortunately.
Yeah. My sister's daughter always tells me, please don't go to work. Then I always tell her, but then we can't eat.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah. Oh, Zuluboy, it was lovely, lovely having you and talking to you and to know more about who you are.
Yes.
Yes. And I can't wait for my Gweri socks and
incoming.
My bubbles.
Yes, they are incoming.
Yes.
Incoming. Otherwise, I won't rest the whole year.
You won't trust me.
Yes. No, thank you so much for coming, for inviting me.
Yes.
It's always a pleasure to share my story. And sometimes I know some people don't know my story, but it's always a pleasure. But thank you so much. As I say, thank you. This contribution means a lot to my journey also. And hopefully people that could hear this interview or the little that I've shared can learn one or two or thing and also inspire the next person.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Okay, bye.